What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news to help you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere. JP, how are you?
Doing stupendous. How are you doing, sir?
Swell.
Nice. You know what's funny is if anything changes in our intro, I don't even have it memorized. So it's, what do I say next? But we hope everyone listening is doing wonderful. What is our topic episode for our positive news stories for today?
Heartstring pullers.
What does that mean? Because that's a term. That's definitely a Tim term.
The goal is to make you tear up.
And we got some good ones. Mine's really good.
Go for it, buddy.
You go first. But before we get to that, make sure to like, share, subscribe, rate, and review. Those 5-star reviews help us spread these positive news stories so much. If you leave us a 5-star review with a comment and send us a positive news story, we'll send you a Positive Truth t-shirt for
$3.99.
What do you have for your heartstring puller?
Mine's coming here out of Oklahoma, man. So I have a young boy, he's 6 years old, and the mom, her name is Natalie's son, who's six, was recently diagnosed with leukemia. And one night, they're at home, he's starting to have some chest pains. She gets worried, so she calls 911 immediately. They take him to the hospital, they check him, the doctor says, okay, we need to send you to the children's hospital. They're going to be able to take care of you there. He's stable and doing okay, but it's a super scary moment for Natalie, super scary moment for her son. They get into the paramedics. They start transferring over to the children's hospital. And that's when the six-year-old said, excuse me, can we get McDonald's? Of course, everybody starts to giggle. But one of the paramedics said, you know what? Let me find out if I can make this happen. Calls his boss, and his boss says, yeah, it's okay. You guys can make that stop. So they get out of the paramedic. He's in his stretcher and everything, sitting up, smiling really big. His mom, who was there terrified, not sure what was going on recently, just immediately realized this is everything. This is this moment that I need right now. A moment that went from being terrified and scary is now calm, and her son is happy, which he ordered a Happy Meal with extra French fries, and he got his drink and his toy, and he's got a picture of him just smiling, going right back to the ambulance. And they get in, they go to the children's hospital, everybody's calm, he goes in, and he's just happy. Thank you so much for my McDonald's. Everybody, of course, teared up. Everybody, of course, is feeling the moment, but it also reminded everybody we need to be human first and make sure that these kids are doing okay mentally as well as physically. So I wanted to share that here on the Positive Truth because, one, it came from our home state of Oklahoma, but two, it definitely pulled some strings on my heart.
Heartstring puller. Yeah, I gotta be human first. That should be your quote at the end.
Came out of nowhere, right?
Mine's a love story, Tim.
What? My bad. Love in 2026. Let's do this.
So, you remember in Jurassic Park when the guy's like, life finds a way?
Time out, man. You brought up a love story and a movie all in the same episode. Who are you? Yes, I remember that in Jurassic Park.
So my topic, this comes from people.com. I want to name this Love Finds a Way. It's about an artist named Sarah Jane Parsons and a dancer named Jimmy Turner. They've been together for 20 years. They just celebrate their 20th anniversary.
Congrats.
But that's not the heartstring puller. It's the fact that Parsons is paralyzed from the shoulders down. So she can't use her hands for anything. Jimmy Turner is deaf. So for 20 years, they've been together and she can't do sign language and he can't hear. So this couple created their own language to communicate with each other.
Oh my gosh. All right, keep going, please.
Basically, they built a system over dating and getting married that's lip reading, facial expressions, body movement, and elements of sign language into a personal communication that they call JSL because his name's Jimmy, her name is Sarah, and then it's their own language. It's great.
Oh my God.
It's great.
Yeah. Who are you? Oh, this is great.
Parsons says that his language is really intuitive to me. And it's a mix of American Sign Language and American Indian Sign Language. She mimics it with her body and face and said early on in the communication with Turner, she's basically said it's no different than talking with anyone else in a language that's not English. They met in Austin in 2005 at a coffee shop near a breakdancing event. Turner, for the first date, he brought her a bottle of her favorite wine, even though he doesn't drink, kind of like me, I don't drink. And she was like, it was so sweet because the effort he showed in like the first date. And even though they couldn't communicate very well, like they figured out how to communicate their love of art, dancing, animals, and family life. And yeah, they've been married for 20 years at this point. Parsons is a national painter, but she's paralyzed from the neck down, so she actually paints with her mouth. And her work is featured in the 2026 Mouth and Foot Painting Artist Calendar. She's been honored, like she's one of the best in the nation. She was a full-time artist, and then she got paralyzed in a severe accident. And then Jimmy, he's like a dance instructor, so it's like they have this art-focused relationship. It's also an interracial relationship. We're mixed kids here. You're Puerto Rican. You're like the most mixed person of all time.
Man, this is like such a movie. Like, this doesn't even seem like a real story. Somebody just wrote a movie script and was like, here, let's see if people believe this. That's what it makes me feel like.
She said, love finds a way.
I'm gonna cry. Heartstring pullers with JP, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's my heartstring pour of this week.
I cannot believe how good that was. My goodness. Wow. I watch a lot of like chick flicks, you so to speak.
Really?
Yeah, Walk to Remember is one of my favorite movies of all
I
time.
have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, it's cool. It's cool, man. I'm not about to embarrass myself today, but that was amazing, man. They definitely have somebody has to make a movie of that because that's going to inspire so many people. It was inspirational to me, to be honest with you, to
They
come.
haven't had any. There's no. The movie's not going to be good because there's no tension. Because Sarah said Jimmy's been putting in effort day one, and he hasn't started. He hasn't stopped dating me in these last 20 years.
Yeah, but everything they've been through to get to where they were at before they met each other probably was rough. So to be able to get with each other and create JSL and an inspirational relationship, man. I want to watch the movie, JP. You got to
Oh,
make
my
it.
bad.
You
My
got to
bad.
make it.
My bad. Before we get out of here, we like to pause and do audio meditation. It's where Tim and I talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. And we encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Running clubs. So many people are starting them. I actually have two former athletes that are starting two different running clubs in their own communities. And I'm just mind blown by it because I remember years ago when I tried to get them to practice regularly, they would not do it. And now they're starting their own running clubs in their own communities to get people to run regularly. And I just think it's amazing. Running does a lot for you.
I'm going to tell a story that might not be positive truth worthy, but it's going to make Tim laugh, so it's going to be worth it. Do you remember in 2009 where you and that Samantha girl started a running club
Yeah.
and she didn't want me to join because of what I said about Pendarvis?
Oh man. Welcome to the positive truth. Southside Running Club, I believe is what it was called. I do remember. Oh my goodness. Cool. Cool.
Just knew it would make you laugh. So anyway, yeah, running clubs. You used to start one. That's nice.
Who are you grateful for, sir?
I'm grateful for trying different cultures' foods. I was just in New York, and we didn't eat anything American when we were at this awesome Italian place. But the best place we went to was this Trinidad and Tobago place. Got goat curry. It was in like this wrap with like potatoes and like this semi-spicy sauce. It was amazing.
That sounds really good.
It was this big. We tried to eat it on the subway. It was a mess. You know me, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's exactly what it looked like, but it was great. And then we went to this Yemenese place. It was amazing. Like, it was so good. They brought out food and it was like this big. And I was like, oh, we're not going to finish. And then we finished, mostly because of me.
Yeah, definitely. You're not going to leave any crumbs.
We left crumbs at the Italian place because we might have ordered too much. But I think we actually had leftovers at the Yemenese place too. Just because like they got things that I wasn't interested in. Like I'm not hummusing it up.
I like me some hummus.
I just don't like chickpeas. I wish I liked hummus. But anyway, trying different cultures' foods is
Pretty fun.
awesome.
Yeah, it
Yeah.
is.
So shout out to that. Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
I do. I did. I found it. You cannot do kindness too soon, for you never know how soon it will be too late. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. We're out.
Stay positive. I have sheets.